exciting time to come back home. How many of you truly love the Lord this morning and get excited about Jesus Christ? I'm telling you, folks, the time is coming when Christ is coming, and it's time for us to wake up as a church, as people. Jesus is on the way. Are you ready? That's kind of weak, folks. I'm telling you, Jesus is really on the way. You better be ready. You better be prayed up and ready to go. I don't know about you, but I love Him this morning with all my heart, mind, and soul. And the only thing I want you to see this morning is the Spirit of Almighty God living inside of me. I can't walk into this pulpit and do anything, Brother Scott, can I? One of my deacons made it all the way from Welcome Home. I appreciate that, brother. I can do only one thing, and that's worship the Lord and praise His holy name every day. As you turn into the Scripture this morning, I'm going to give you a little background. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 4, and then 10 through 17. We went to Piney Grove, as you guys know, and had a great 5 years. 44 were baptized in 5 years. That's a blessing, but who gets all the credit? Jesus Christ. He did it all. I said we. He saved them and I baptized them. And I enjoyed every minute of it. Now it comes a time when we have to move on. And Brother Scott, I'll tell you right now, we're enjoying our moments in time down at Welcome Home. We're on the drop-off point of the world now. Yeah, if you go about another 30 miles, you'll be at Atlantic or sea level, and that's it. You ain't got no more road, for lack of better English. But I don't know about you, but I'm excited about what Jesus Christ is going to do today. I don't care about that clock. That clock means nothing to me. That food will wait. You need to be spiritually fed this morning from the Word of God. And I can tell you, I got to get rid of this thing. That's why I didn't put it on my coat, because I knew it wouldn't last long. Got to come out of that. Colossians chapter 1, excuse me, 3, and verse 1. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Can we pray? Father, we thank You this morning for Your blessings upon us, O God, and we love You so much for all that You do, Lord. Thank You for just the miracles that You've touched us with. Lord, there's so many. Lord, as I saw Brother Aubrey this morning on that screen, oh, I can remember the times when how he would do things that you just wouldn't think, as the lady said, he could do. But he always persevered through it all. Father, help us this morning to have our hearts, mind, and soul ready to persevere, Lord, and to be stronger and stronger as we leave here today in Your Word. In Jesus' name, amen. What are we seeking today, my friends? Are you seeking Jesus Christ? Are you seeking the love of the Lord? Spiritual resurrection. How many of you are resurrected this morning in the Lord? Praising Him, getting excited about Him. Seek those things which are above. Oh my, we need to be looking to the heavens, do we not? You know, over in the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 says, you can do all you want here on this earth, but let me tell you, thieves can break through and steal. Moth and dust will corrupt. Everything's going to be gone away. You see, that house you're living in, that car you're driving, it's going to fail one day. It's going to give out. But Jesus Christ is for what? Eternal. Forever. Forever. Eternal life. I preached last Sunday on three things. Brother Scott couldn't probably tell me what they are now, but that's okay. Peace, joy, and hope. We have all three. And they ought to be shining in your face, and you ought to be excited about every bit of it. We don't have to have any Christians walking around, how y'all doing today? No matter what you're going through, God knows He's going to help you through the storm. You don't believe me? Look at Matthew 11, 28. Come unto me, all you laboring heavy laden. I will give you rest. You can find peace in the arms of Almighty God. Peace. No, it's not the peace that the world's searching for today. I have the peace in my heart that I know that I know that I know that Jesus Christ is going to be seeing me one day. Can I explain it? Absolutely not. Where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. How many of you know this morning that Jesus Christ is interceding for you and I right now, praying? And God hears our prayers. He's interceding for you and I. He is interceding for you and I. What's wrong with America today? We're not praying enough. We're not seeking God's face enough. We're not turning everything over to Him. We're too busy running to and fro and doing the things of the world instead of worshiping and praising Almighty God. Oh, y'all all know me. I used to be just as guilty as what that just statement just said. I had a disease. It was a little white softball. I had to play it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week somewhere. And you think I'm kidding, but from the time I was 19 to I was 26 years old, my daughter back there, I tell you, it was 7 days a week. Brother Barry White and myself, or his mama sitting back there, would get play Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday, and then we'd be on the softball field on the weekends playing somewhere. Enjoyed every bit of it. Where should I have been? I should have been serving the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where I should have been. I was raised in the church. My mother, God rest her soul, was a blessing to me. All those softball times that I come home, I could come home at 11 o'clock at night, my grandma would be sitting at the table with her Bible out. You know what she was waiting for? She'd be asleep by then, but she just had to see me come in the house. Once I went in the house, she went to bed. Everything was fine. Set your affections on things of above. But you see, if you do what Matthew 6:20 says, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. Nobody can touch it. But I want you to listen to the next verse with all your heart, mind, and soul this morning. And truly listen to me. For where your heart, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. If you're treasuring that money, if you're treasuring that house, if you're treasuring that car, if you're putting anything before God, look out. And Brother Billy, let me tell you something this morning. You made a good comment. You won't never know how many times I've heard people say, well, I'm good enough. Well, I got news for you in this house this morning that can hear my voice. Being good ain't going to get you into heaven. You got to be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Born again. Filled with the Holy Spirit. And I pray that you're feeling the Holy Spirit this morning. I don't want nothing else, nothing less. No glory for me. All glory to the Lord. For we are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. We're dead to sin. We've given it all to Jesus Christ. The problem that I see today is too many people are living in the past. Look, folks, if you've given your life to Jesus Christ, you've washed it all away. Stop wondering about what happened 20 years ago, 5 years ago, even 10 minutes ago. You can't change it. Why worry about it? John chapter 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Don't worry about it. Christ is in control of your life if you've given it to Him. He's given it all. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory. Are you ready this morning to appear with the Lord Jesus Christ? What does 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 says? The dead in Christ shall rise first. Those which are alive will be caught up to meet the Lord where? In the air. What a glorious homecoming it's going to be. Are you ready this morning for that? Are you truly prayed up and ready for what Christ is doing in this church this morning? I told Brother Scott I was looking forward to coming home. But some of you have never really heard me preach. And the only thing I want you to see is Jesus Christ living inside of me. I don't care about the rest. I don't care whether you like me or don't like me. The only thing that matters is that you see Jesus Christ living inside of me. That's all that matters. Well, look down at verse 10. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created him. Well, let me tell you, have you been renewed this morning? Have you got a brand new spiritual body? A spiritual awakening? Your soul has been changed. My point is, one day we're going to have a brand new glorified body. No more sorrow, no more tears, no more pain. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to take care of this back problem that I have. And all the diabetes and all the other good stuff that me and Brother Stan have together. Now, diabetes is something else. But I know a man who can. I'm going to tell you a quick story and then I'm going to move on. We were at Piney Grove in 2007 doing a gospel singing. Young lady came to the church. Her mama talked her into it at the last minute. She was from Baltimore, Maryland. She decided she would come at the last minute. She came, got blessed into singing. She came to the back door. She called me 1 week later. She said, "Preacher, when you touched my hands, it was like fire just went all over my body." And said, "I had crippling, my hands were crippled so bad that they were just, I couldn't do anything. I couldn't crochet, I couldn't do nothing." She said, "I'm calling you today to let you know I can do it all again. I can do everything." I said, "Well, praise God. He gets the glory, he gets the honor, he gets it all. I didn't do anything but be obedient and didn't even realize what God was doing." How many of you know God can use you at any point in time in your life? I didn't know God was healing that young lady at that moment. Did I need to know? No. I would have probably got self in the way if I'd have known what was happening. See, we got to get self out of the way and let God go to work. And boy, do I need that myself sometimes. "Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian nor Scythian, bond nor free." I hope you have this underlined in your Bible in chapter 11, in verse 11. "But Christ is all and in all." Christ is all. He is the answer. He's the only hope we have today. I can tell you, as we were talking about in Sunday school this morning, Miss Oprah Winfrey says there's many ways to heaven, and all, she's got 5 million people watching her every day. What does John 14:6 say? Jesus Christ is the only way. He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me." No other way. You can find no other way. You can look through the book, you can do whatever you want, but there's only one way, and that's Jesus Christ. I pray this morning in my heart that everybody in this house is ready, prayed up and ready to go. You don't know when you're going to be one of those three. And what blessed people. Oh, my brother Aubrey, Mr. Bill, and Miss Shirley Hatcher. Always a shining light on their face when you saw them. No matter where it was, you could always say that we're going to come and talk to you and say thank you. "Put on therefore Oz, the elect of God, holy and beloved bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness, and meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgive you, so also do you." Don't worry about your differences. Give them to Christ and let it all be worked out. But we need to humble ourselves at the foot of the cross this morning, do we not? We need to get on our knees before Almighty God and say, "Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you for just the blessings of allowing me to be here this morning. I don't deserve one thing but eternal hell. That's what I deserve. But thank, praise the God, he's given me a chance to give my life to him, and I have done so. 100% sold out." You know, over in the book of Revelation, it tells you what you are if you're lukewarm, church. We got to get on fire for God. The Lord's been stirring in my heart that we better get a stirring in our churches. Time's running out. Time is running out. Jesus Christ is on the way. "And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness." How many of you love each other this morning? I mean, truly in your heart, you love everybody sitting around you no matter what. You give your life to Jesus Christ. He changed your heart. As we talked about a while ago, you became a new person in Christ. You became new by what? By the love of Jesus Christ. 1 John 4:8 says, God is love. That's all it is love. This is a love story. A great old love story. And you can find anything in there you want. Problem today that I see in a lot of our churches and a lot of our people is we don't read the book. We got to get back to Jesus, the old-fashioned Word of God. And get on fire for God. I mean, truly let the fire burn inside of you, desiring to learn. How many of you remember when you first got saved? Oh, your life, just you come up off that altar. I got to change the world. Where's the fire today? It should be still burning. It should be still excitement. Should be still joy, peace, hope. "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to thee which also ye are called, one body. And be ye thankful." The church, the body of Christ. Where are we at today, church? Do we have that peace of God in our hearts? Do we have that love one for another? Are we truly on fire for God, loving each other, excited about Jesus Christ? Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly with all, in all wisdom. Let the Word of God just dwell inside of you. There's going to come a day, if we dwell long enough, and I don't think it will, but if we do tarry long enough, guess what's going to happen? They're going to take that book away from us. You think, preacher, that's kind of crazy. No, it's coming, my friends. There's coming a day when we won't be able to have that Word of God. So you better indwell it in the Word in your heart right now. And the only way you can do that is be one time. Set aside a time every night that you can read the Word. In the daytime, wherever. But you better set the time to read it or it won't happen. I remember that from Bible college, brother. I'd always say, well, I'll get to it. I got to it all right. Just something after something would interrupt you. You got to set the time to sit down and say, Lord, here am I. Use me. And watch him go to work. Who would ever thought that the Lord would use this old poor boy who couldn't speak to five? You know what I was with the softball crowd? They went to the bars. I went to the motel. I didn't care nothing about all that mess. I don't want to be around all them people. It wasn't for what they were doing. I was around it. I didn't do the drinking and all that stuff. Never have, never will. I was blessed. I didn't have any desire to. Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. What are we singing today? Are we singing praises to Almighty God? We better be. Our time's running out here upon this earth. You better be prayed up and know that you know that you know that Jesus Christ is Lord of your life. And I can tell you right now, this thought just came across my mind as I looked at that dear sweet lady back there. She knows who I'm talking about. My mama would be so proud of me today for what I'm doing. You know what I'm doing? Trying to make a difference for Jesus Christ. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make a difference for the Lord. And you look at this last verse in closing. And whatsoever you do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Who are you giving thanks to this morning? Who are you standing with this morning? Are you praising Almighty God? I'm going to close with Titus chapter 2. If I can find it real quick. Had it marked. It won't run away. There it is. Titus chapter 2, verses 12 through 14. Teaching as that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. How many of you can say amen to that? That's a powerful mouthful right there in itself. But we got too many people living in the world today, as it talks about. We need to be denying the ungodliness, denying the worldly love. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Are we truly ready for Christ today? He's getting ready to come. He's getting ready to split the eastern sky. I pray today that you're prayed up and ready to go. Who gave himself for us. Oh, Brother Billy, I remember something else you did this morning. You said, let us think about the cross of Jesus Christ. How many of you can say amen to this? Because if it weren't for this cross right here and the shed blood, you wouldn't be sitting here today. It's because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. He took one drop and poured it on my head, and I was clean and pure. And that's what I ask him every day. I say, Lord, as I kneel, Lord, just one drop. I just need one more drop. Yes, I've sinned today. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All have sinned. Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. You know what that really truly means? We need to be speaking the Word of God today. Every chance we get, we need to be praising the Word of God. We need to be just like John the Baptist, amen? Standing in the wilderness, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Church, I'm here to tell you this morning, I can promise you one thing. Christ has been on my heart and been on me a lot lately about stirring up the church. But how many times do you want to be woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning and all you hear is time? What's time? Time is nigh is the next words. What does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. Jesus Christ is getting ready to come. You better be prayed up and you better be on this altar this morning praising and giving credit to Almighty God for what He's done in your life. And making things right. There's people in this house this morning, I can assure you, that need a little closer walk with Jesus Christ. I need one every day. There's no way Jim Bogle or Alan Price or anybody can stand up here without studying and reading the Word of God. And praising Almighty God every day. I couldn't do what I do without Him. I want you to bow your head all across the congregation this morning. Folks, I'm not God. I'm not the judge. But it says one day, appointed unto man, everybody will be judged. And it also says one day that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. I want to ask you this morning, if you're here this morning, you need just a little bit closer walk with Jesus Christ, would you please raise your hand? Just a little closer walk with thee. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, God's the only one that sees your heart. God's the only one that knows what you're doing. Oh, I remember when sitting on that second pew there years ago how I would not do anything because I was scared of what people would think about me. Now, the only thing I'm worried about is what God's going to do to me if I don't do it. I'm here to tell you this morning, we need a closer walk. Maybe there's somebody in this house that's not saved and on their way to eternal hell. Would you raise your hand this morning and say, I need Jesus? Nobody's watching. Nobody's watching. Let us pray. Father, I thank you this morning for the message. I thank you for the time that we've had to share. Lord, I could go on all day, but I know the people would be ready to leave. But Lord, I know there's no time clock in your time. Lord, I just love you and I thank you for what you've done in my life. And Lord, just continue to keep using me wherever it may be. And I pray that it'll still be. And it's going to be right now at Welcome Home Free Will Baptist Church. What a great place and what a great time. But Lord, right here this morning, right now upon this altar, as I'm going to kneel here, that I'm going to ask for a closer walk with you, Lord. And Father, how I need you today. Every step of every way, I need you, oh God. Will you truly bless us this morning? Let this altar be full of those that have come and just need a closeness with Jesus Christ this morning. Father, I can't do anything but preach the Word. You change their hearts. If they're open and receiving, I pray that they'll come this morning and make right what's wrong. And you know, if we're honest with ourselves, folks, everybody should be on this altar for the blessings received this week alone. Father, we love you and we thank you for all that you do. And may God truly bless us this rest of this week. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen and amen.